Hi, Sophia. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Oh, me, I'm on?
Well, I hope
Hello.
so. I hope you're on for the day. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Merry Christmas, Dr. Wright, and the best of health to you too.
Well, thank you, ma'am, and you too. What's up?
I've been diagnosed with carpal tunnel and my left hand, although supposedly moderate after I'd done all the, whatever they call that thing, that test that they make you jump, that make you.
Sure.
Yeah. And the doctor, and it's the tips of the fingers. I have it on the thumb, I have it in the ring finger, and the middle finger. I don't have it so much in the index or the baby finger.
Okay.
The tips of the fingers are been going numb for the last few months. They don't hurt, but they're not funny either.
Kind of feels weird, I know.
So what do I do about it? Is there anything I can do other than, and I don't want to do it, and you know what I'm going to say, surgery or a cortisone shot if she will give it to me?
Absolutely so, ma'am. Now, if this is truly carpal tunnel syndrome, and I'll just have to rely on it that it is, Dr. John Ellis published a book, The Doctor Who Looked at Hands, and that was about 20 years ago, maybe 30, I forget. But anyway, in that book, he told us that, what do you know, carpal tunnel syndrome will get better with vitamin B6. So that was maybe 20, 30 years ago, so I started trying that out, and it worked, but both Dr. Gaby and I, and he writes books about this stuff too, have found that nowadays it only works in about 50%, but there's another treatment coming, so don't despair. And one has to get the activated form of vitamin B6 to get this to work. That activated form is called P5P or pyridoxal 5-phosphate. And in my last decade of experience with working with people who have this, it's about a 50-50, half of them, they take the P5P, 50 milligrams twice a day. And by the way, that is nowhere close to an overdose. And they have to wait a while, but sure enough, after 3, 4 weeks, I think this thing is clearing up. And my goodness, it's gone away in a couple, 3 months. Now that's about 50%. We're not sure, Dr. Gaby and I, why it was more effective a few days, I'm sorry, decades ago, but that could be environmental pollution, blah, blah, blah. But some other people came to the rescue, man, with another treatment for carpal tunnel syndrome. They said, oh, yeah, we know about steroid injections, I'm sorry, pseudocortisol is what they use. It's not real cortisol, into that area in the wrist. But you know what? We decided we'd try progesterone. Just plain old progesterone, which belongs in everyone's bodies. Women's bodies obviously make more than men when they're in their menstrual years, but adrenal glands in both sexes make progesterone, so it belongs in the body. And well, guess what, ma'am? They gave injections of progesterone, and oh my goodness, the carpal tunnel syndrome went away. So there you got one thing that you can swallow and one thing you can work with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to inject, and neither one of them contains any molecules never before found on planet Earth.
I'm going to ask you, I've taken P5P, but it doesn't seem to do much. But the amount that I have been taking was just one a day. I think it's whatever it is. It's the
Comes in a 25 and a 50, ma'am.
Huh?
It comes in a 25 milligram and a 50 milligram, depending
on
the
And I believe that this one is 50. It's a small little bottle. How many should you take?
Well, what has worked for 50% of everybody has been one in the morning, one at night, one in the morning, one at night, which is a total of 100 milligrams. And even though that's not an overdose, you want to make sure you're also taking separately a B-complex vitamin to back it up, in a manner of speaking.
Taking what with it?
B-complex.
The B-complex, you mean the B50, the whole,
Yeah, the whole thing, ma'am. And there's actually one out there called Activated B-complex. That's the trade name. Look for it. And all of those vitamins, if they need to be activated in the body, guess what? They're already activated in the bottle.
But in the P5P that I'm getting now, it's a Swanson product. It's a pretty good product.
It's a good one if it's P5P. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, it is. So you're taking one in the morning and one at night. And then the other product you're taking as well is what? The B50s.
Either that or the activated B-complex, either one, yes,
ma'am. The activated B-complex. And then you mentioned a second potential, because can I try both at the same
Well,
time?
Ma'am, I think it's wisest to make sure that the P5P works or doesn't work. And then if it doesn't, then the research paper out there says the progesterone worked for nearly everybody they tried it for. But it was injected, and swallowing progesterone is not going to do it. It has to be injected.
Okay, got it. So how long, since I have been taking one of those little pills, P50, when I first talked to you and mentioned this to you some time ago, it hasn't done much. But I hadn't been taking one in the morning and one at night, but I had been taking one at night with the B50s. So should I, if I took one, increased it, that might potentially help, huh?
Yes, ma'am. I'd give it a month to 6 weeks, and if it hasn't done anything in that time, then check with a doc who can inject progesterone. Now, at Tahoma Clinic, there's a doc who practices in Spokane and at Tahoma Clinic. He's what's called a physiatrist. This is right within his field of expertise. And the big deal is that he doesn't like using patent medicine injections either, and I'm sure would be willing to help you with injections of progesterone if you need them, should you need them.
I want to ask you one more thing.
We better hurry, ma'am. There's other people waiting, so let's hurry.
Yeah. I know. What causes the so-called pinched nerve or the inflamed nerve? How does that come about?
Well, you know, Dr. Ellis was in an area of Texas where everybody milked cows by hand, because this book was written on his experience before milking machines, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what he said. There was such a high incidence because the way they had to flex their wrists milking the cows. So chances are that doctors who say that people spend a lot of time on their computers, they're risking extra carpal tunnel. And I don't know what you did, but it seems to be an exercise with the wrist in the wrong position, that sort of thing.
And the left hand is odd. I want to thank you for that. But one more thing, please. On the vertigo, what vitamin did you say?
I didn't. I said that a lot of people find that ginger tea really helps them with vertigo if they drink 2-3 cups minimum a day.
Okay, got it. And Merry Christmas, Doctor.
You too, ma'am.